They spoke to us. As you make the April 2006 General Conference a part of your own and your family's life, you might consider using the following ideas for personal study and family home evening, or you may wish to create your own questions, activities, and discussion ideas. Search the words activity. 1. How long ago was President Gordon B. Hinckley sustained as a general authority? About how many General Conference talks has he given? Clue: search President Gordon B. Hinckley's talk in the Sunday morning session of General Conference, Seek Ye the Kingdom of God. 2. The Liahona served two main purposes for Lehi and his family. What were they? Clue: search Elder David A. Bednar's talk in the Saturday afternoon session of General Conference, that we may always have his spirit to be with us. 3. There have been many major disasters in the world recently. Where has the Church sent humanitarian aid? Clue: search Bishop H. David Burton's talk in the Sunday morning session, Tender Hearts and Helping Hands. Also, you could find a world map or a globe with assistance and point out the places he talked about. 4. What are three stepping stones that can help lead us back to Heavenly Father? Clue: search Elder H. Bruce Stuckey's talk in the Sunday afternoon session of conference, Prayer, Faith, and Family Stepping Stones to Eternal Happiness. 5. When an institute building was being remodeled, what old objects did the workers find? Clue: search Elder L. Tom Perry's talk in the Saturday afternoon session as we now take the sacrament. 6. What did Elder Richard G. Scott say is the most exciting thing for a young person or married couple to do? Search Elder Scott's talk in the Sunday afternoon session of General Conference. Now is the time to serve a mission. 7. Who was John Lathrop? What did he do? Who was one of his descendants? Clue: search President James E. Faust's talk in the Sunday morning session of General Conference, The Restoration of All Things. Quotes and activities. 1. Speaking in the priesthood session of conference, President Gordon B. Hinckley said, "There is no end to the good we can do, to the influence we can have with others. Let us not dwell on the critical or the negative. Let us pray for strength. Let us pray for capacity and desire to assist others. Let us radiate the light of the gospel at all times and all places, that the Spirit of the Redeemer may radiate from us. Think of some of the things you can do each day at home, at school, at church, and at play that will show other people that you are a Latter-day Saint, that you follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. Write them down, add to them from time to time, live them every day." 2. Elder L. Tom Perry reminded us that when we partake of the sacrament worthily, we remember the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, that he gave up his life and took upon himself the sins of the world, that we may have the blessing of immortality. We take upon ourselves the name of our Savior and promise to always remember him and to keep his commandments. That is, to live by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 44. Draw some pictures of the Savior's life that will remind you of all that he did and does for you. Ask Heavenly Father to help you keep the promises you make when you take the sacrament. 3. Elder Richard G. Hinckley suggested that each of us do the following. "I invite each of you, young or old," he said, "to get a small notebook. Write at the top of the first page the words, 'What my membership in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints means to me.' Then briefly list those things that come to mind. Over time, additional thoughts will come, which you can add to your list. Soon you will have a growing booklet that will fill you with gratitude and appreciation for your membership in the Lord's Church. Make this activity part of a family home evening, and then share with each other from time to time the things you have written down." 4. In these perilous times, said Elder Ronald A. Rasband, our youth are faced with increased adversity. In the armed forces, particularly in all the navies throughout the world, every seaman understands one phrase that is a clarion call for immediate help, no matter what he is doing or where he is on the ship. The call is, all hands on deck. Many a battle at sea has been won or lost by the response to this call. When the prophet asks us to live the gospel, to honor our parents, to be kind to one another, he is calling to us, all hands on deck in the service of the Lord. How do you respond? How do you respond when your parents counsel you? What are you doing to make sure we win the battle? 5. Elder Robert D. Hale spoke about the important principle of agency. Today I want to convey in absolutely certain terms that the adversary, Satan, cannot make us do anything. He does lie at our door, as the scriptures say, and he follows us each day. Every time we go out, every decision we make, we are either choosing to move in his direction or in the direction of our Savior. But the adversary must depart if we tell him to depart. He cannot influence us unless we allow him to do so, and he knows that. The only time he can affect our minds and bodies, our very spirits, is when we allow him to do so. Wear your CTR ring every day. It will remind you to make good choices. At family home evening, teach your family the song, Choose the Right Way, from Children's Songbook, pages 160 through 161. Stories to read and share. Are you preparing a talk or lesson? In the conference talks mentioned below, you'll find stories you can tell. Tongan teacher explains an octopus trap. True to the faith, President Thomas S. Monson from the Saturday morning session of conference. Joseph Smith instructs Brigham Young in a dream. From the Saturday afternoon session, that we may always have a spirit to be with us, Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve. Vacationers honor the Sabbath. From the Saturday afternoon session, as we now take the sacrament by Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the Twelve. Young Dieter F. Uchtdorf delivers laundry on an ugly bike. From the priesthood session, see the end from the beginning, Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the Twelve. Deacons learn of the sacredness of the sacrament. From the priesthood session, a royal priesthood, President James E. Faust, second counselor in the First Presidency. Priest struggles to bless the sacrament. Our sacred priesthood trust from the priesthood session, President Thomas S. Monson, first counselor in the First Presidency. Deacon passes the sacrament from his deathbed, from the same talk by President Thomas S. Monson. Young Thomas S. Monson has a long interview before receiving the Melchizedek priesthood. Once again from the priesthood session, President Thomas S. Monson, our sacred priesthood trust. Young man is treated poorly by church members but is converted later. From the priesthood session, the need for greater kindness, President Gordon B. Hinckley. Joseph Smith forgives W. W. Phelps. The need for greater kindness, from the priesthood session, President Gordon B. Hinckley. Sin is like picking up rocks and carrying them in a bag. From the Sunday morning session, The Great Plan of Happiness, Elder Earl C. Tingey. Nigerian doctor dreams of his friend speaking to a congregation. From the Sunday morning session, All Men Everywhere, Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Cambodian boy testifies of Christ. The same talk from the Sunday morning session, Elder Dallin H. Oaks. Quiet in the Manhattan, New York Temple. From Sunday afternoon session, Zion in the Midst of Babylon, Elder David R. Stone. Young H. Bruce Stuckey prays to find a lost arrow. From the Sunday afternoon session, Elder Bruce A. Stuckey, Prayer, Faith, and Family, Stepping Stones to Eternal Happiness. Inexperienced doctor performs brain surgery. From Elder H. Bruce Stuckey's talk from the Sunday afternoon session. Horse bought at auction becomes a champion. The Abundant Life from the Sunday afternoon session, Elder Joseph B. Worthen of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Susan W. Tanner apologizes to her mother. From the General Young Women Meeting, I Am the Light Which Ye Shall Hold Up by Susan W. Tanner. Young woman in Romania sets an example for her family. From the same talk by Susan W. Tanner from the General Young Women Meeting. Mary Goebel's frozen feet finally heal. It shows in your face, Elaine S. Dalton, from the General Young Women Meeting. Rollins Sisters save the printed pages of early revelations. Your Light, a Standard to All Nations, President James E. Faust, from the General Young Women Meeting. Young Women's Example Helps a Family Join the Church, from the same talk by President James E. Faust, from the General Young Women Meeting. End of the section. They Spoke to Us.